From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm G. Abile reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke by telephone Tuesday, their first such conversation since Russia condemned a U.S. military attack against Syria last month. The White House described the conversation as a very good one. The two leaders discussed the civil war in Syria and the escalating tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Kremlin officials quoted by Russian media termed the call businesslike and constructive. The two leaders agreed to have their top diplomats, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, step up discussions on a ceasefire for the six-year-long conflict in Syria. Failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton blamed FBI Director James Comey and the website WikiLeaks for her loss in the 2016 presidential election. Speaking at an event Tuesday with CNN reporter Christian Amanpour, Clinton said she was on the way to winning before WikiLeaks began releasing emails stolen from her campaign manager, and Comey told Congress he was reviewing additional emails related to Clinton's use of a private server.
It wasn't a perfect campaign. There is no such thing. But I was on the way to winning until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th and Russian WikiLeaks raised doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for me but got scared off.
Clinton said widespread misogyny among the American electorate also aided in her defeat. For more news, log on to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Vice President Mike Pence said Tuesday President Donald Trump is giving serious consideration to moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv. Pence said Trump is also personally committed to becoming the U.S. president who finally ends the long-running Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
And to be clear, the president is also personally committed to resolving the Israeli and Palestinian conflict. Even now, we're making valuable progress toward the noble goal of peace. Thanks to the president's tireless leadership, momentum is building and goodwill is growing. And that while there will undoubtedly have to be compromises, you can rest assured, President Donald Trump will never compromise the safety and security of the Jewish state of Israel. Not now, not ever.
Vice President Mike Pence. Moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem is a politically charged act that would anger Palestinians who want East Jerusalem as a future capital and part of their sovereign territory. Such a move would also distance the U.S. from most of the international community, including its closest allies in Western Europe and the Arab world. Expectations could hardly be lower for a diplomatic breakthrough as Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and U.S. President Donald Trump are set for their first-ever meeting Wednesday at the White House. Trump said last week he sees no reason why there can't be peace between Israel and Palestine. Abbas, for his part, recently said a historic peace deal to end the decades-old conflict is possible under Trump's leadership. He heads the West Bank-based Palestinian Authority and has modest goals for the visit. One of his main objectives will be to simply listen to Trump's plan for reviving peace talks. U.S. lawmakers have put the nation's airlines on notice. Improve your customer service or we will make you. The House of Representatives Transportation Committee held a hearing for top airline executives to testify and to determine how Congress might respond after a passenger was violently dragged off an overbooked United Airlines flight. Committee Chairman Bill Schuster told United CEO Oscar Munoz and other airline executives at the briefing to seize this opportunity.
In every bad situation, there's a silver lining. We can usually find a silver lining. And if the airline industry doesn't find the silver lining in this, is to get together collectively and figure this out. Because if you don't, just like Mr. Gibbs said, like Mr. Capuano said, we're going to act.
United Airlines CEO Munoz has apologized for the forcible removal of David Dow, who refused to give up his seat to make room for airline employees. I am G. Abile in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.